Well, again, we appreciate you coming out this evening. I was working on my computer a little bit. My university laptop, I have to change my password every quarter or so, or they'll lock you out for security's sakes, and I get that. So I changed it on campus, and then I get home, and I want to do some emailing, but my home laptop won't sync up to my university laptop, even though I made the change. And so I have an email that's fairly important. One of my bosses, the guy kind of over me, wanted something done, so I wanted to get it done to help him. He wasn't being unkind or anything. I just wanted to help him and respond quickly. And it won't go through. I write the email. It won't send. It's not even in the send box. It's not in the drafts because I changed. It just takes the computer a while. And I'm not angry. I'm not mad. I'm not kicking, cussing, or screaming. I'm just frustrated a little bit. And I thought, you know what, don't worry about it, just work on your lesson. So I sit down to work at my laptop there, I just set that window aside, and I'm working, I begin to work on the lesson. A lot of times on my lesson I like to have music playing, so I bring up YouTube music, and I bring it up, and there's no playlists, there's no favorite artists, there's no history, there's no favorite songs. It's like I've never been to YouTube music before, and that's a problem. Now, I sometimes study without music, and it's not a big deal, but I wanted the music, and when you can't have it, it bugs me. You know what I mean? Now, I didn't cuss, I didn't yell, I didn't scream, I didn't throw anything, okay? I sat down, and I said, Greg, just work on your lesson. So I began working on my lesson, and today's God's patience, okay? And I actually was sitting there chuckling in my study that I'm struggling with this. And so this is obviously an attribute that I need help with. Tonight we talk about God's patience. What is patience? Well, I'm using Wayne Grudem's definitions, and here's how he puts it. God's goodness in withholding of punishment towards those who sin over a period of time. So God displays goodness in many ways. Some systematic theologies actually just have goodness, and then they would put patience within that. Grudem puts it as a separate one, which I just enjoy thinking of these individually. What does it mean when it says that God is patient? Well, it's just who he is. What is characteristic of God? God is slow to anger with those deserving divine punishment. He is a very slow to anger God. He is a long-suffering God. You say, how do we know that? Well, how about in the Old Testament, in the law, Exodus 34:6, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth. Can you think of someone you know who's kind of quick to anger? Maybe a parent, a child, maybe a spouse. Let's be honest, sometimes it's us. God's not that way. If I have a short fuse, I'm an ungodly person, because God does not have a short fuse. God has a long, makruthumia is long-suffering, New Testament word. Exodus 34:6, it's not just in the law. Psalms puts it this way, but you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. So we see it in the law. We see it here in the Psalms. We see it in the prophets, minor prophets. And this one's almost funny in a sense, if you know the story of Jonah, right? God sends Jonah to the Ninevites. And remember, the Ninevites are super wicked. I mean, think about the time when we had troops in Afghanistan, and we have our men, our young men, and they're losing their lives in this conflict. Would you have wanted to go and take the gospel to the Afghanistan terrorists who are killing our soldiers? You know, a lot of us wouldn't be real excited about that. That's maybe kind of what Jonah was facing. The Ninevites were wicked on steroids kind of people. And so God sends them, but he doesn't want to go. And here we get to the text. Please, Lord, God's being merciful to them. Please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish. For I knew that you're a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, there it is, and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity. Here's the prophet saying, I knew you were going to do that. That's why I didn't want to go. You know, Jonah's not saying, I don't want to go be a missionary because it's a hassle. Jonah is saying, God, I know it's your, these people may repent and then you're going to forgive them. And I don't want that, right? I mean, let judgment fall on them. And here's Jonah complaining, but at least he was complaining about something accurate, that God is a slow to anger God. He's slow to anger with those deserving divine punishment. God's patience is shown to sinners through Jesus Christ. So God's characteristic is he's slow to anger. This characteristic of slow to anger or patience, either term is fine, God shows this to sinners like us in Christ. Romans 2:4 is a great text. Paul writes, do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? Don't take that lightly. God's kindness, yes, and tolerance, yes, and there's our word, patience, long-suffering. You know, God should have judged all of us for our sin, but he's long-suffering, and he's patient. And then he demonstrates these attributes, including kindness, of leading us to repentance, that we would come to the place of putting faith in Jesus Christ. God is patient. Peter writes in 1 Peter, let's get to the next verse, here we go. I'm sorry, Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Peter comes next. Paul writes, yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life. So here's Paul, obviously a very wicked guy, actively persecuting followers of Jesus. And yet the Lord showed him mercy. Why? One reason, that Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him. The Lord is so patient, and we're grateful that he's that kind of a God. Here's Peter, 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord, you know, the Lord's coming back. And people are saying, yeah, right, like when? Okay, 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. You know, if somebody were to say, why hasn't the Lord come back yet? This would be one answer, because he's patient. More people are coming to know Jesus. More people are becoming believers in the gospel. And so the Lord is patiently waiting as more would come to repentance. Our second point, God's patience is shown to sinners through Jesus Christ. It's a characteristic of God. He's slow to anger. He demonstrates toward that to sinners like us in the person and work of Christ. Finally, number three is the application to us. We are to imitate God's patience. We should all be slow to anger. Every Christian ought to be slow to anger. James says in chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, everyone must be quick to hear. In context, that might be hearing the word of God. Everyone might be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. So I should be slow to speak, slow to anger. You know, and these are things just to ask ourselves, right? Are you known as a person who's slow to speak? If there's five people around, would it be that everybody knows you're the last person to speak? That would be a good thing if it's true. Are you known as a person who's slow to anger? Everyone else is getting kind of bent out of shape. Not you. See, these are godly attributes. James is saying we should be slow to speak, slow to anger. And the idea there, slow to speak, not necessarily, you know, being the last one to say good morning, but the idea that there's something wrong and somebody's complaining. Slow to speak, slow to anger. The anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Peter writes in 1 Peter 2:20, if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, there's our word patience, this finds favor with God. So what should be true of us as believers? You make it a point to do something right, good, godly. You suffer for it, and you patiently endure it. You don't fight back. You don't try to get even. You're patient. You endure it. This finds favor with God, because God is a patient God. Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you've been called. So we'll just pause there. Christianity is a calling. If you're a Christian, it's because you've been called. Okay? So every Christian has been called, and everybody who's called is a Christian. So that's what we see, again, in New Testament usage. You have been called. This was not your idea. So, guess what? There's expectations. And what are the expectations? Walk worthy of the calling. How? With all humility, gentleness, there it is, patience. I should be a long-suffering person, very slow to anger, very, very slow to anger, showing tolerance for one another in love. But none of us are naturally like that. None of us. You know, how old's baby Weston, honey? Okay, so our youngest is 4 months old. We call him baby Weston because that's what the kids call him. And he's how do you know when he's hungry? Well, he sits in a corner and he sits very quietly and he says, excuse me, when you have a free moment, I don't want to inconvenience you. Could somebody warm up a bottle for me? Right? That's not what he does. He's 4 months old. You know, he's a sweet kid, but when he needs something, he knows what to do. He cries. And, you know, just whatever. And that God has made babies that way. We're, you know, and that's a good thing to a degree. That's in us naturally. That's my point. And here I'm being told to do something that I'm not. I mean, being patient, that's not normal for anyone. It's not part of who we are as sinful human beings. That's why I end with the reminder from Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Number 4 on the list of 9, patience. Guys, I can't do this. I can try. It doesn't happen. I have to abide in Christ. I have to walk by the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will work in me to give me patience. It's not like I'm just going to really, 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 really try to be more patient with fill in the blank. But it's, Lord, I am going to try really, really, really hard to abide in Christ. I am going to spend time walking by the Spirit, spending time in the Word, in prayer, thinking about the Lord, trying to meditate on things above, and praying the Holy Spirit will work inside me. The fruit of the Spirit includes patience. I am grateful that God is a patient God. Well, I came home today. Nancy got new iPhones for us and new contract stuff, whatever. And so I'm on campus and I go to the IT desk and I say, I can't get internet on my phone and I need to register my new phone here or there. So yeah, you know, Dr. Mazak, we'll do that for you. It's real easy. And you know, here, we'll even do it for you. Boom, boom, do this, do this, do this. Everything's good to go. And you can do it real quick. Just pull up a website that you have an app for and make sure it comes up. So I click on ESPN. Comes right up. He said, then you're good. Everything's fine. I throw it in my pocket. I come home. I have my phone. I'm thinking, I wonder if I have any emails coming in. I check. No emails. Okay? The guy didn't do it right. Okay? You say, what is God doing? He's trying to help me be patient. Okay? And I'm hoping I'll learn this. And that's a good thing if we do. Because God is a patient God. Let's pray.